88.1 FM, Ted Tate here live from Town Hill in Colonial Beach. And I'm joined by one of the keynote speakers from the Juneteenth celebration here on Town Hill, Cynthia Dunn. Cynthia, welcome.
Thank you so much, and I'm so glad to be here.
You had a wonderful speech that you did on stage. I didn't get a chance to carry it live because we were doing some other things. But you're wearing this lovely red dress, and you talked about the color red and the significance. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely, yes. The color red is very significant with the Juneteenth celebrations because it, you know, is the color of red that actually shows the blood that was shed by many of our ancestors for Juneteenth. So red is very significant in Juneteenth celebrations. They drink red soda. That's why we eat watermelon, the color red of watermelon, okay. Hibiscus tea, and also red velvet cake. Those are food and drinks that we use during Juneteenth.
And it's as you say, to signify the bloodshed.
Yes.
In the effort for emancipation.
Absolutely, absolutely. So the color red is very significant in Juneteenth.
And what made you decide to give a speech about that at this event? Now, you're from the D.C. area.
Yes.
You worked in government, you told me, for 45 years.
45 years, yes.
At the IRS, but don't be scared.
Yes, I know. We have a lot of friendly people at the IRS, but no. I served 45 years of federal government service. I retired from the IRS last year, February 22nd. And the reason why I'm here, one of my very dear friends, Merlene, who is a local Colonial Beach resident here, she's also a fellow retiree of the IRS, and she invited me. And like I was telling you earlier, I am just so ashamed that I never knew about Colonial Beach. This is a hidden jewel here. I am definitely going to bring my family back here so we can come and walk and really enjoy the town and some good seafood.
And we love to hear that, obviously. We consider Colonial Beach to be a bit of a hidden gem that a lot of people don't know about. It's a short drive from the D.C. area. You mentioned Merlene. I want to give her big kudos because Merlene helps organize events like this for us that we get to participate in them and we get to show up. Merlene does all the herding of the cats, as I like to call it, because she gets the volunteers together. She makes sure the booth is in the right place and all that sort of stuff. So I can just show up and broadcast.
That's great.
Which is the bit I want to do anyway.
Great person. And I'm so glad she invited me for this program because I would definitely be back again.
Well, that's wonderful. Wonderful. Yes. Cynthia, is there anything else you want to tell our listeners about Juneteenth or your involvement?
Yes, absolutely. Like I said, I retired as a diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility director at the IRS. And we know that DEIA has been taken out of the federal government. But I still wanted to keep it live here during Juneteenth because it's so important. The diversity piece, the inclusion, the equity and accessibility, all those pieces are very important here for the Juneteenth celebration. It's about family and friends. I'm seeing my friends and the gatherings out here where they're doing the electric slide. This is just a great, great time.
Yeah, the crowd is on the grass, and they're all doing the electric slide. We're between presenters, so they're just playing some music, and everybody's getting down.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Well, Cynthia Dunn, thank you very much for joining us on 88.1. I really, really enjoyed speaking with you, and hopefully you'll find some more fun things to do in your retirement.
Absolutely, and I'm going to enjoy the rest of this celebration and make some more contacts and mingle a little bit. So
Alrighty.
Thank you so much.
All righty, have a good day.
All right, bye-bye.
Here's the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band on 88.1 FM.